ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय एतंगजेन्द्रस यदापसंकतं प्रणास्य देहि विवशो यदृच्छया अपारयनात्मा विमोक्षने चिरं दद्याविमं बुधिं अथाभ्यापद्यताम् Itam, in this way, Gajendra, the king of the elephants, saha, he, yada, when, apa, obtained, sankatam, such a dangerous position, pranasya, of life, dehi, who is embodied, vivisha, circumstantially helpless, yadritschaya, by the will of providence, aparyan, being unable, atma vimokshane, to save himself, chiram, for a long time, dadyao, began to think seriously. Imam, this. Budhing, decision. Ata, thereupon. Avyapadyata, reached. Translation purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile by the will of providence and being embodied and circumstantially helpless, he could not save himself from danger. He was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the final decision. Repeat, please. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile by the will of providence and being embodied and circumstantially helpless, could not save himself from danger. He was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Everyone in the material world is engaged in a struggle for existence. Everyone tries to save himself from danger. But when one is unable to save himself, if he is pious, he then takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:16. Chaturvidha bhajante mang jana sukritino arjuna arto jignyasur artarti gyanicha bharatarshaba. Four kinds of pious men, namely one who is in danger, one who is in need of money, one who is searching for knowledge, and one who is inquisitive, begin to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to be saved or to advance. The king of the elephants in his condition of danger, decided to seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. After considerable thought, he intelligently arrived at this correct decision. Such a decision is not reached by a sinful man. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who are pious, Sukriti, can decide that in a dangerous or awkward condition, one should seek shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Om Agyanata Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, further teachings, instructions, how to make up our mind after a long time to finally surrender to Krishna. We've tried everything else. We've gone to the higher planets, lower planets. We've lived kingly opulence. Lived on the side of the street. Every morning I'm coming from Mongol Arctic. I see many people living on the side of the street there. So it's a very difficult situation. Everyone in material existence is engaged in a struggle. Some might feel that they're particular struggle is more unique than someone else's. I'm depressed, not appreciated. People don't really, you know, I'm not really inspired by their association. So the different awkward circumstances and difficulties in life are meant to shake us and awake us to the reality and understanding that the Supreme Lord in the form of death, Mrityu, is chasing everyone. We can't stop the time. We cannot stop the inevitable old age, deterioration of the body and mind and senses, and ultimately, death. So here, Gajendra, he was fearful of death. He had his kingly opulences. Everyone was afraid. When he came, all the big animals ran away. Small animals were okay. They were enjoying. But he also brought his family and wanted to really enjoy in the heavenly, the description earlier of how celestial and beautiful it was, and the birds and the flowers and crystal clear water and the sunshine. Good, they even sing about a good day sunshine. You know, it makes one having this enjoying spirit, because we all have a spirit of enjoyment, pleasure seeking, because this is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He's the supreme in everything, and because we're part of Krishna, we also want to enjoy. But unfortunately, in material existence, in Maya, illusion, because as eternal living beings we are deathless, so in order to try to enjoy the illusion of the material body, immaterial existence, Krishna has to do a little bit of daivi heshagunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. This illusory energy is very attractive, and everybody's looking for the happiness generally in the form of family life. One wants to have a beautiful wife, a strong, dependable husband, someone who can provide. If you find that the husband's not providing, or, you know, what is the use? Prabhupada tells how man worked hard throughout his whole life, given everything he can, day and night, a lot of labor. Now I just want to retire. No, what have you done? You must continue working. So the struggle in material existence is unending. And there never comes a point, really, where there's real happiness. There's a reflection, a glimmer of happiness. There may be a temporary situation due to the law of karma, providence. Someone is given beauty. Someone is given strength, reputation. Someone's known as a great renunciant. All the qualities of Bhagavan are minutely within our very existence. So, until we find ourselves in that dangerous situation, whether you're in a warlike situation, we see many times the government collapses and people are fleeing this way and that way, trying to get away from the impending fear of death. And the Titanic, the famous ship, was very nicely built, and they were so proud, they said that this will not sink, not even God can sink the ship. Or they made some comments feeling that this ship is indestructible. But when it hit that iceberg and it was going down, all these great, wealthy, important, politically important people, their life was finished. And they're scrambling for the boats for survival. It doesn't matter if you took the little kid and threw him off, throw the ladies aside. It's, everyone for themselves. When you're in danger, Prabhupada said, if there's a fire in the house, immediately everybody scrambles. I had one experience in Dwarka, Los Angeles, 93 or 94. Luckily, I was on the altar for Gaur Nitai. We just blew the conch shell, ready, and put the conch shell down. And all of a sudden, there was an earthquake there. All the pillars are breaking, and everyone's scrambling to catch the deities. People, even jumping out the window. So, the danger of death and the fear of material existence, one may claim that, I'm not afraid of death. Somebody may foolishly say like that, but generally speaking, if you say, okay, I have my knife, I will cut your throat. No. not in that way. Yes. So we have to take shelter of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have Balaram's appearance day coming tomorrow. So Balaram is Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya, Krishna himself. And Krishna appears regularly to save the fallen conditioned souls. He appeared in front of Gajendra. He was praying, but he understood now this is due to providence, by the will of providence. We should always remember that in the very beginning of Bhagavatam when the bull is being asked, who has done this to you? No, this is my destiny, my karma. So we may think that somehow or other it was my bad luck. Yes, it's our bad luck to be put in a very difficult situation. But if that difficult situation awakens your seriousness and your determination that I want to make a solution to this problem of life, I'm tired of repeatedly chasing after sense gratification, I'm tired of repeatedly suffering in this material world, then Krishna gives intelligence, gives guidance. The Lord appears, whether he appears in our heart as super soul, Saravasya Chahang Hridi Sanavishto, Matat Smriti Jnana Pohanancha. He gives us knowledge. He gives us remembrance. If we want to forget Krishna, he's so kind, he allows us to forget him. Continue on your business of trying to enjoy this temporary, illusory world. No matter how much you accumulate, at the end, it's all finished. Family's finished. Nation is finished. Bank balance is finished. Reputation. Everything, you're gone. We're moving on somewhere else. So Gajendra, very intelligently, understanding the extreme situation, he took shelter of the Lord. And the Lord, yada yada hidaramsya glanir bhavati bharata. He's repeatedly appearing, and he appeared for Gajendra because out of love. When the child is crying and screaming, the parent goes running to take care of the child. This is only normal, natural. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything was scheduled. He came, He appeared in this world and he brought all his associates, Advaitacharya, Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar, Srivas, all the devotees, the mother, the father, the entire scene. Krishna's coming again to give his mercy and kindness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I order every human being to broadcast this message of Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is describing that he's like a gardener. How many fruits can he himself distribute and eat? So all his associates, Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, all the devotees, all the followers, but he's limited. He said, every human being, I order them to give this message of Krishna consciousness to others. And this is the mood of Rupa Goswami. This is the mood, although he felt insufficient or inadequate in his ability to give this blessing, but this is the natural mental sentiment and humility of devotee, that he wants to serve his master, but he doesn't feel so qualified, at all qualified. Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying, I'm just lower than that insignificant insect. And they feel that mood of humility, but in the same time, they're empowered. Gajendra, although an animal, you will see the beautiful prayers. He remembered these prayers, and he was praying to Krishna in such a way, appreciating that he's the source of everything. He's guiding everyone. He's the goal of all of life. He's the purpose of our existence. The only purpose of human life is to awaken God consciousness. There's no other purpose. If we're not striving, working on ourselves, or somehow engaging ourselves in devotional service, then we'll never understand Krishna, because only by bhakti, bhaktya mam abhijananti yavanyaschasmi tatvataha. And what is bhakti? What is this bhakti rasa, this devotion? Because we're engaged in activities of temporary nature. Bhakti rasa is engagement of eternal activities, of our eternal, immortal, amrit, immortality. This is what we are. We're actually immortal. But someone may argue, oh, I see devotees are dying. Yes, we have to leave the body. We have to leave the body behind. But because the body is engaged in serving Krishna, it becomes non-different than spiritual. And what is enlightenment, spiritual awakening? This is that one is totally fed up with material life, takes shelter of Krishna, takes shelter of Guru, and very enthusiastically is engaged in the process of bhakti rasa, devotional service. Then we'll actually experience what is real happiness, what is peace, even though they've formed United Nations. In New York, when I'd go walking up First Avenue to past the United Nations building, then across to my Sankirtan spot, Prabhupada often would say that all that's happening is they're increasing the flags. They're becoming more nationalistic, more bodily conscious. And even we had the League of Nations after the First World War. People didn't care. Motherland, let's fight. So this whole family consciousness, national consciousness, loving all of humanity, all beings, I'm very broad-minded, altruistic. None of that will help us at the end of life. So now, in this very condition of life we find ourselves in, think about it. Who is dancing at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning? Prabhuji is always dancing. But, you know, seeing the beautiful form of the deity, it's just like, okay, the crocodile has the foot of Gajendra, but the crocodile of death has all of us captured in the mouth, okay? So Gajendra is not the only one with a crocodile problem. We all have a crocodile problem. And this crocodile is going to drag us into our next body. And if we don't use this opportunity, who's to say in next life, oh yeah, maybe next time? No, there's no chance of next time. It's so rare. It's amazing that you're thrown in the ocean, and somehow or other, when you pop your head out, there's a life preserver, and you end up with your head between the little hole in the life preserver to be saved. And what are the chances? What are the chances for your being saved in the ocean of material existence? So it's only by good fortune and blessing of Guru and Krishna that we had enough good sense to at least take up the process of bhakti, and then also see that I have an opportunity to serve the Lord and the Lord's devotees directly. And by having this sentiment or mentality, then fear goes away. Everyone is fearful of death. But for a devotee, he becomes fearless in the sense that he knows that he's rightly situated. He's engaged in proper duties of spreading Krishna consciousness, fulfilling the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Rupa, Sanatan, Bhattaraghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath, the Goswamis. They gave up their minister big paychecks. They gave up all association of so-called aristocracy, and they had no interest in material existence. They were only interested in serving Radha and Krishna, serving... That's why people come to Vrindavan. You know why? Because Srimati Radharani gives special mercy to those who are eager for Krishna consciousness. She gives special blessings by... Krishna, this person is serving nicely. Oh, he's serving nicely? Yes, you please give him some blessing. So Krishna, he listens to Radharani if he knows what's good for him. You know, it's a matter of, you know, behaving properly. So Krishna wanted to know, what is this love that Srimati Radharani has for me? I can't understand. And when I see her performing this devotional service, I feel so ecstatic, but I can't really put my... So what did Krishna do? He comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of mercy, of saving the conditioned souls. She is Vrindavaneshwari, the goddess of Vrindavan. And this is the whole entire mood of one who is fed up with material life. Take shelter of Guru, take shelter of Krishna, and follow the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by also enthusiastically giving Krishna consciousness. It's not that Lord Nityananda, Balaram, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered them, okay, you go to Bengal and preach, you go here. They didn't think, oh, but I have my comfortable room, prasadam, three times a day, four times sometimes if you're lucky. And, you know, I can get all my supplies from the temple commander. You know, got the generator working, the AC, no problems with the heat. Got my mosquito net. Everything's good. No, they were eager. They were enthusiastic to go out and preach. And just a few years ago, when Srila Prabhupada started the society, so many young men and women were bold and daring. Who would take on, you go to England, you go to this place, you go to that place, and although we're young, uneducated in the sense of spiritual depth and understanding, and although there was no paycheck, financial remuneration, before Prabhupada, how much maintenance do I get for this? Or, you know, what? How much do I get? What's my salary for this activity I'm going to perform? It's not really like that. You know, we are totally satisfied that the Guru is providing nice prashad, dhoti kurta, beads, and giving us the instruction, go out and preach. So the preaching mood, the preaching mission is very important, because Kali Yuga is progressing, people are becoming more and more degraded. And Krishna consciousness went through many ups and downs like any other society. When a great acharya leaves, there's always some disturbance, you know, maybe some clarity was not there. But we're not here to blame, oh, this person did it wrong, that person did it wrong. May have been destiny, right? It may have been providence that somehow or other, as we grow and mature, now we're seeing so many people, disciples, devotees, those who are taking on responsibility on behalf of Srila Prabhupada to initiate and give others the opportunity for immortality, for eternal spiritual life, for an opportunity for devotional service to either clean the temple. It's so nice when someone says, I'm here for 3-4 days, what can I do to serve? Okay, you clean, you know, we have so much dust, Braj dust is everywhere, so you know, you can clean around Prabhupada's altar, or clean around the Tulsi house, and we have so many nice areas here, that I'm trying to make them a little bit nicer. So clean. No harm in cleaning. Do the Lord's dishes. Serve the devotees, prasadam, help in the kitchen. Go out and preach. Book distribution. So we should not simply be thinking all day how to make a comfortable arrangement for ourselves. Although that may be there, Prabhupada's providing. He says, oh, you should, you know, have this house, stay here, serve nicely. It's not that we're impractical. I told my son the other day, remember, you know the four principles? He goes, yeah, I know those. I mean, preaching is the essence. Books are the basis, right? Preaching is the essence of everything. We're all trying to become preachers and meet people and give them Krishna consciousness. Books are the basis because I have nothing really intelligent to say, but it's all coming from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But if we're not reading the books enthusiastically, if we're not hearing the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, and again reading the books in a systematic way from beginning to end, and let the cleansing process continue. So books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. Utility is the principle. I think we fall short sometimes how to engage everyone properly, how to use our intelligence, how to optimize our strength, our energy, let's huddle, they call it huddle together, make a plan to be successful. So it's not just although someone may on his own merit sit and chant nicely on the banks of Radhakunda or Jamuna and just feel the bliss and happiness of being in Vrindavan, chanting the holy name. But Maya is very strong. Mind is very strong. Senses are very strong. So association with devotees under the protection of Srila Prabhupada in Krishna's temple. This is Prabhupada's favorite temple, in my understanding. So the mood of service has to be utility. The principle means that we utilize everything in Krishna's service. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, you provide nice vehicle, microphone, and we have, you know, during our cultural plays, we're having a nice cultural play for Janmashtami. We're going to have a nice sound system and light display. So everything should be used in Krishna's service because Krishna, he gave everything. No one can manufacture anything. Some may think, well, I built this building. Where did you get the bricks from? Where did you get the water from? The sand? Everything in this world that exists around us comes from Krishna. He's the source of everything. So the devotee, he utilizes, utility is a principle, everything in Krishna's service. Yat karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahoshi, didasi, yat tapasyasi kamti, yat tad kurushma arpanam. So whatever work we do, whatever austerities we perform, whatever we do in this embodiment, we do it for the pleasure of Krishna. And there's no loss and no diminution. Neha bikramo nashosti pratyavaya navidyate swapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. So a material life, if you don't fulfill your... Imagine you're building a 100-story building. You only get 8 stories. Go to Delhi, go to Noida, you see hundreds of empty buildings. And I thought, what a waste of money and energy and time. It's just for pigeons. they're not going to finish hardly any of those buildings. It's like the endeavor, materialistic endeavors are never, even if you finish the building, there's so much anxiety, but the example is like that. But a little bit of endeavor for satisfying Krishna and the devotees, it never goes, it's always eternally in your spiritual bank account. People are very concerned about their bank accounts. So we should be concerned about our spiritual bank account. How to maximize how I can utilize everything in Krishna's service and maximize the energy of this body for serving Krishna. So preaching is the essence, books are the basis, utility is the principle. And what's next? Purity is the force. I guess we cannot execute all those other three without the purity. And it's not like, just turn on the switch for purity. That comes by sadhana bhakti. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana. That by performance of devotional service, by the regular chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting the holy name, we'll be inspired to serve, we'll be enthusiastic to serve, we'll be enlivened to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Science of Self-Realization, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna books, so many beautiful books. Prabhupada gave us a feast of spiritual literature. Everyone likes to come to a feast. So many varieties are there. So much variety is there. Very intimate, very esoteric, talking about Krishna. And even in the 10th canto, so much nectar is available. But one should not artificially try to jump and think, I'm already in the purity platform. I've been chanting for a whole week now, and I feel I can really feel my advancement coming on strong. We should not, have that idea that we are something very spiritually advanced. We're just struggling to get out of the entrapment of the mind and senses. And what a better way to do that than to serve together in a group, nice family. Because families in the material world are limited just to blood relations or even as far as, I'm German, you're German, or I'm American, you're American, or I'm Indian, you're Indian, I'm Bengali, and Arisan. So we have so many groups and so many ideas. But ultimately, our real idea should be Jivera Swarupoi Krishner Nityadas. And what does the Nityadas do? Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kalua Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. The only remedy and real working medicine in this, especially in the age of Kali Yuga, it's always the medicine. But because we have no qualities to perform other austerities, we don't have the intellectual, mental capacity to become some great learned scholar and pandit. Even when in Varanasi, the sannyasis were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What kind of sannyasi is this? Just dancing and chanting with all the rest of the fanatics, And Bhattapana Mishra, Chandrasekhar, and other devotees. Lord Chaitanya just smiled and left them, but they could not tolerate. So it was organized that one Brahmin invited all the learned sannyasis, the pundits, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and where you wash your feet, he washed his feet and sat there. It's Maharaj. But then he had such an effulgence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like more brilliant than millions of suns. So all the sannyasi were like, this is something special happening. And they discussed Vedanta. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the conclusion of the purpose, he said, my Guru Maharaj considered me a murkh, a fool. He instructed me just to chant and dance. Now, how Lord Chaitanya can be a fool? Obviously, he said, so I told my guru, but this chanting and dancing, it drives me mad. I'm feeling, my my hair is standing on end, and the body is erupting in many ways. And Guru was saying, oh yes, you're experiencing this Krishna, love for Krishna. And after giving the philosophical conclusion of Vedanta and how Shankaracharya, you know, twisted things, because Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, and the different incarnations, Lord Buddha, Shankaracharya, they had their purposes depending on the time, place, and circumstance for those people who wanted to accept the absolute truth as the impersonal oneness that we all become, that we're God. You're God, I'm God, we're all God. But that defeats the meaning of God. God means the Supreme Being. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established that. And they all very happily surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the sannyasis, Varanasi, whenever Lord Chaitanya would go to the river, they said thousands, hundreds of thousands of people would come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hari, Hari, Haribo, and then they would all chant and dance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed the mind, the heart of so many, and they all became the messengers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading this message of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, he's the Mahabhagavata, he's the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, predicted his appearance, that he would come and bring from all different nations around the world, he would make devotees and bring them together, chanting together, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we should be like pious, like I said in Bhagavad Gita, those who are pious, they can decide in a dangerous and awkward condition that one should seek shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So we're fortunate to have that opportunity, so we should take advantage of it. When someone is given a wonderful opportunity and they don't take advantage of it, that means there's selfishness and ego. You know, that we think we know what's best. Guru knows what's best. Krishna knows what's best. And Guru is representative of Krishna. And Guru is speaking to us in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So much instruction and guidance is there. And of course, he's structured a society so that we can all somehow work together. Like in an army, they're not all just soldiers. You need privates, corporals, sergeants, lieutenants, captains, you know, generals, one star, two star, three star. It's a whole hierarchy only for the purpose of accomplishing the mission of winning the battle in the war. So we're all in a war against Maya. We're all in a battle. So we come together as a group, because a lone fighter is not going to survive. Maya will cut you to pieces very quickly. But if you have the strength of the association of devotees, then it increases, enhances your own strength as well. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Smar Hari Prabhu. Hold on, microphone's coming just your way, because, you know, there it is.
Prabhuji.
Yes, sir.
In the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada said, you read, everyone tries to save himself from danger.
Yes.
But when one is unable to save himself, he then takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
So my question is, should one try by one's own efforts, by one's own intelligence, to save himself from the dangerous situation before he takes shelter of the Supreme? Is this what is indicated here?
Well, generally that's the case, that if you find yourself in an awkward situation, self-preservation is the first rule. But Krishna also arranges that I tried this, I tried that, I tried that. I have no other choice. I actually should, because our we're still on the bodily concept. We think that we can do it ourselves. I can save myself. You know, like there's one famous criminal who thought, you know, he was put in prison several times, and I can get out of this prison situation, and because I'm, you know, El Chapo or something. You know, I'm a powerful person. I command all kinds of people, and I'm really smart, and I can figure this thing out. But then when you actually find that material world is just an endless trap, then there's some Krishna from in the heart realize, listen, fool, stop trying yourself, surrender to me. What at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told Arjuna, well, you could try this, you could do that, you could do this, and you could do that. But at the end, what's he say? Sarva dharma parityajam amikam sharanam. But at the end, just surrender to me, and I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. So sometimes a learning process is a difficult, laborious step-by-step that repeatedly getting burnt by the fire and repeatedly getting smashed by the material adiatmic, adidaivic, adibodhika. Then there's a certain realization that I can't do this on my own. I need help. And sometimes when someone is mentally or emotionally, intellectually challenged, they go to a psychiatrist, okay, I tried everything else, let me go to somebody who can maybe understand the source of my problem. But we go to the ultimate doctor remedy, Krishna and his representative, the guru. So it does say here that, but that's because we have free choice, and that free choice is never taken away. But once you've learned by the struggle that only Krishna can save me, then we should come to that conclusion, just like Gajendra. Everyone, it said, finally, he reached the following decision, and Prabhupada is explaining that he made a good choice. There's no other way. I'm not sure there's many answers, but that was one answer. Any other question? Oh, yes, Prabhu. When?
Giving the example that you are always serving Prabhupada and never accepting and thinking that you should get something. But then now all the things are changed. Now everybody thinks that I should get something. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada in conversation walking in the room, he's talking to Dr. Patel. He's saying this boy giving 50,000 every day, but he doesn't get 50 paisa from that. This is the example Prabhupada was giving to the conversation.
Yeah, very good point. That also many people may see the ideal life of a brahmachari or a serious spiritual student would be a one of total surrender to guru, live in the guru's ashram, and just depend on the blessings of guru. But because we're in the cities, and we're following the preaching mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, and we're forming a society, Varnashram. You know, Prabhupada wanted to, we have to understand that farming communities, families, and even, it goes to many degrees. So there has to be, utilities, the principle has to be applied here. That in order for someone to take care of family and do full-time service, then the temple feels that, yes, that this is a sincere person. He's working very, very hard. And with according to the standards of, you know, someone's living conditions and or time, place, and circumstance, there has to be some allowances made. But it should not be in a mood of, I'll do service as long as I get paid mentality, you know. Maintenance is one thing. You want to Vishnu maintains the universe. You know, Lord Brahma creates it, Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva destroys it. But don't take advantage of the situation. If you have means, due to your good fortune, Krishna gave you some, you know, ability to do something, this and that, but and you can dedicate your time and energy for, like Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. They gave for preaching purposes. They gave some to family. They also for emergencies. So there's ways of surviving and living in this world without being fanatical either way? I mean, that's a very big question, and questioning people's motives behind devotional service. Are you only doing that service because at the end of the month you're getting a paycheck to survive on? Then that's not the right mentality. But ultimately, in the beginning, until we can come to that purified state of, what, my Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm ready to do. You call me for prasadam, I'll take prasadam. You give me something, I will use it in your service. Dhruva Maharaj wanted something big. And Krishna offered. He said, no, I was looking for broken pieces of glass, but I got jewels, and I just want your service, unalloyed service. That's all I want. And so to come from A to Z to that point, it takes some time in understanding maturity and organization. Again, your answer could be answered in many ways, but the prasadam bell is calling. So another way of getting purified. Srila Prabhu, oh Maharaj,
for tomorrow's Balaram Jayanti, the festival kitchen cooking will start at 12 noon today. And tomorrow, from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning. So those dried items that needs to be prepared ahead of time, they may do so. And it will start today, 12 noon, for the Brahma-initiated devotees. They may cook at our festival kitchen. And they may contact Purnima Mataji for this program. Hare Krishna.
So festivals are a great way to engage ourselves in extra service. You know, what is described in the scripture that one should enthusiastically celebrate the Lord's appearance in spiritual holidays. So if one can, with heart and soul, and muster up the devotion that to do some service for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and to glorify Lord Balaram, take advantage of that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.